Hello, everybody. Welcome to the last podcast for this particular group of students. But I am planning on continuing to podcast this summer with my own kids. I have some long interviews planned to do with them. And all, you know, the two that belong to me that are in my family, my own kids. And then next year, I'm going to podcast with my new class. But this is the last, you are the last person. Did you know I saved the best for last, Emiliano? Mm-hmm. Can you say a word?
Hi.
Hi. So I saved the best for last. Do you know why?
Why?
Because then people will be like waiting for the best one. Anxiously engaged. So let's see. Do you want to tell everybody what's new in the news from room 209?
We're making roller coasters.
We made roller coasters. You're right. Can you tell me how you did that?
So we had this like piece of
track.
Yeah, this track, and we had to put it on something to make it have momentum, like a book. And then on the end, on the other end, there's gonna cup. There's gonna be a cup. Then you roll down the marble.
Right. So we started easy by just raising one end and taping it up on something tall, and then letting the marble roll down the hill into the cup. So how did we go from there? Like, what else did we do?
The marbles had a bump. No, the marble had to bump another marble.
So what was happening to the energy when they were bumping each other?
When the energy from the first marble hit the second marble, the energy from the first marble hit transferred to the second marble.
Yeah.
To make the second marble going.
Yes. And do you remember when we were... When you would place the second marble on your track, where did you want to put the marble so that it could keep going the best way?
I think near the end.
Did you guys put them on the top of the hill?
No.
You didn't do that? So that was what I was trying to get you to, was when you made your second hill, if you put your marble up there, the first marble would roll down the hill and up that second hill, and it would get to the top enough to hit the second marble, and then it would collect energy as it rolled down the second hill and into the cup. So did you like it?
Yes.
Yes. What do you think, you'll build any roller coasters at home?
I might.
You might. What will your mom say if you make a big mess?
Clean it up.
Okay. What's the most interesting thing that happened today?
The marble game.
Ah, what's the marble game?
So you're supposed to make a circle out of tape, and then you put a box, like a tape box with tape, and put a few marbles in. Then everyone gets like a shooting marble, and everyone takes turns. And then when you flick the marble, if you hit a marble, you get that marble.
Right. So we had a big outside circle that we were standing outside of, and then a small inside circle. And we were trying to transfer the energy from our shooting marbles to the marble in the middle to get it to go out. And that's how you won extra marbles. Did anybody in your group win? Who?
Gervine.
She was the marble shooting expert from your group. That was fun. So teach us one thing you learned today.
I learned how energy transfers. So like on a roller coaster, if a roller coaster has a lot of energy in the beginning, the roller coaster will go down and I get more speed.
Do you know, how could you get the marble to go faster and faster? What did you do to your roller coaster?
We made the top where you drop the marble down higher.
Yes. Height. The height was a way to manipulate the speed of the marble. And do you remember the video we watched where they were swinging that bowling ball? So we learned that, like, when you let go of something and it swings out like you would on a swing set, that it won't come back
where it was
as far as where it started from. So it wouldn't hit you again unless you did what to it?
You pushed it.
Pushed it. And then when you push it, it adds even more energy to the object that's swinging. Now a little bit about you, Emiliano. What didn't you know you could do until fourth grade?
I didn't know how to add fractions.
Ah, what do you know about adding fractions?
So if you add a fraction, the denominator has to stay the same.
Okay. And you just add the numerators?
Mm-hmm.
So do you know what, oh, I'm going to give you a hard one. What's 3/4 + 3/4? ¾ + 3 more quarters. Don't worry, we have all day to wait. Just think about it. Try to relax. 3/4 + 6/4. Okay, yes, 6/4. And what can you do with 6/4?
You can turn it into a mixed number.
Okay, which would be what? How much? What mixed number equals 6/4? How many fourths are in a whole?
4.
That's right. So if there's 4 fourths in a whole, how many would be, what mixed number would that be for 6/4?
1 2/4.
1 2/4. And do you know any other way to name 2/4?
1/2.
That's right. So what's the final answer?
1/2.
1 1/2. 1 1/2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lastly, Emiliano, what would you like people to know about you?
I play the guitar.
You do? When did you learn how to play the guitar?
Like last year.
Last year. Do you, who's your teacher? What's your teacher's name?
Gary.
Oh, Gary.
No, and Larry.
Larry? Mm-hmm. Do you like him?
Yeah.
Is he good?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have other kids in your class? Or is it just you?
Just me.
Just you. Oh, so that's called private lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know any songs?
I can play Star Wars.
You can? So let me tell you, I paid for guitar lessons for my son for 4 years, and then he quit, and it broke my heart into a million pieces. So don't quit. You can play. It's fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, Emiliano. Well, thanks for coming on our show. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.